From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska legislature already is cutting into the amount of the yearly oil wealth fund check given to residents to help pay for state government. Now lawmakers are looking at other ways for residents to spend more of their check to help pay for state government. One proposal would set up a raffle to benefit schools. Another would let residents contribute to the state treasury. All residents and their pets are safe and accounted for after a fire at a century-old building in downtown Juneau last night. Emergency vehicles blocked the streets around the mixed-use building at the corner of 2nd and North Franklin Streets. Some 40 firefighters responded, breaking through some siding, walls, and ceilings amid the acrid air and flashing lights of emergency vehicles. By about 10 p.m., they were mopping up the remains of the fire as water and soap suds flowed into storm drains. Capital City Fire Rescue Chief Rich Etheridge said the fire appeared isolated to a few places within the building.
You know, the building's definitely not a loss. We don't have a dollar estimate yet. There's really heavy smoke throughout the whole thing, so they're probably not going to want to stay in here for a couple of days till they can get it cleaned up and get the odors down.
The building has 6 apartments on its upper floor. Red Cross workers led a few displaced residents down the street into the Baranoff Hotel. From the Art Deco bar, they ran them through questionnaires, offering blankets and possible accommodations. Businesses affected include Barnaby Brewing, High Tide Tattoo, Franklin Street Barber, Lemon Tree Cafe, Trail Mix Office, Lobbyist's Office, and Vanity. ConocoPhillips announced Monday it made 3 new oil discoveries on the western North Slope. Conoco didn't release many details about the discoveries, including how much oil was found, but in a press release, the company called the results of this winter's drilling season promising. Conoco drilled a total of 6 wells this winter, one of its most extensive exploration efforts in years. All 6 encountered oil. Many were drilled on federal land in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. National park entry fees, including at Denali, are going up, but not as much as earlier proposed. Under a fall 2017 Interior Department proposal, the fees at Denali and 16 popular parks in the lower 48 would have jumped dramatically. But citing public opposition, Interior last week announced a more modest hike for all parks.
They took all the comments into consideration and opted to go with a $5 across-the-board fee increase.
Denali National Park spokeswoman Catherine Belcher says that means Denali's entrance fee will bump from the current $10 to $15 beginning in May 2019. Season passes will increase from $40 to $45. Individual parks retain 80% of the entry fee receipts, and the increases at Denali are expected to generate an additional $1.1 million annually for the park. Belcher says that will help address backlogged maintenance. And looking at weather, it's 43 degrees and fair at Juneau International Airport right now. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 50 degrees. More state and local news at ktoo.org.